Alright, beautiful people, welcome back to Morning Dump. Your daily dose of mental recalibration, your weekly reality check, all served up with a side of snark and a whole lot of heart. I'm Asher Blake, your friendly neighborhood voice of reason, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life, one day at a time. And today, we're diving headfirst into the glorious abyss that is Self-Care Sunday. Now, before you roll your eyes and picture someone face down in a tub of avocado pudding with cucumber water in hand, hear me out. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and scented candles. It's not about being selfish or indulging your every whim, although, let's be real, sometimes those things are necessary. Self-care is about prioritizing your well-being, both mentally and physically, so you can show up as your best self every single day. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put dirty laundry in a clean hamper, right? So why treat your mind and body like they're bottomless pits that can handle anything? Here's the thing. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. And just like any long race, you need to pace yourself, fuel up, and take breaks when needed. That's where Self-Care Sunday comes in. Takeaway number one, ditch the guilt trip. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. You deserve time to recharge and rejuvenate. Stop feeling guilty for taking a day, or even just an afternoon, to do something good for yourself. Remember, a happy and healthy you is better equipped to tackle the challenges of life. Takeaway number two, listen to your body and mind. What are they telling you? Are you exhausted, stressed out, overwhelmed? Pay attention to those signals and act accordingly. Maybe it's time for a good night's sleep, a long walk in nature, or a session with your favorite therapist. Takeaway number three, it's not all about grand gestures. Sometimes the simplest acts of self-care can be the most effective. A hot cup of tea, reading a good book, taking a relaxing bath, these small moments of peace can make a world of difference. Think of it like adding little drops of joy into your day. Takeaway number four, get creative. Self-care is personal. What works for one person might not work for another. Experiment with different activities until you find what truly nourishes your soul. Maybe it's painting, writing, dancing, or volunteering. Whatever brings you joy and a sense of fulfillment. Takeaway number five, don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need support sometimes. Lean on your loved ones, reach out to a therapist, or join a support group. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Ever feel like you're constantly running on autopilot? Like you're just going through the motions without truly experiencing life? I know that feeling all too well. It's like being stuck in a hamster wheel, always moving, but getting nowhere fast. Take last week, for example. Work was hectic, I had a family emergency, and my social life felt non-existent. By Sunday night, I was completely drained. But instead of collapsing on the couch and binge-watching reality TV, I decided to do something different. I took myself to a botanical garden, just wandered through the peaceful paths, soaking in the beauty of nature. It was exactly what I needed. By Monday morning, I felt refreshed and re-energized. My mind was clear, my body felt lighter, and I was ready to tackle the week with renewed enthusiasm. That's the power of Self-Care Sunday. It can completely transform your outlook and help you feel like a million bucks. Listen, life is full of ups and downs, challenges and triumphs. But no matter what curveballs get thrown your way, remember this. Taking care of yourself is non-negotiable. Make time for the things that nourish your soul, whether it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing your hobbies, or simply enjoying a moment of quiet solitude. So, here's your call to action, beautiful people. What will you do for yourself this Self-Care Sunday? Book that massage, take a hike in nature, curl up with a good book, whatever brings you joy and helps you recharge. And don't forget to share your self-care rituals with me on social media. Let's inspire each other to prioritize our well-being. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.